It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback Friday, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Just talking about that whistle stop Christmas parade going on tonight. And as we talk a little bit later on in the show with the fiance over there, Elle, we'll be on the hotline and talk about the the search and destroy mission for the dress.
No, it's not search and destroy.
And we'll find out if there was a yes. As Heather Lee was along for the ride on that. Just to further prove the point that we always say that country music has a song for everything. And let's dig this one up from 1992. Let's do Something in Red. Especially after the color of the year for next year is white. Oh.
Foreshadowing? For
kind of an odd little tune, even for 1992. And it wasn't a top tenner for Lori Morgan, but a very memorable song. Topped out at 14 on the charts. But the story of a tune that didn't go down as one of the biggest hits, but it's one song that showcases really also Lori Morgan's just absolute unabashed talent as a singer. This is, I think, her hallmark song. Now, in 92, she'd been on her record label with RCA for about 4 years, and she even would say that was largely thanks to her husband, Keith Whitley's influence at the time. And it kind of was okay for a couple of years. And after Keith Whitley's untimely passing there in May of 1989, well, it actually kind of kick-started Lori's career. Yeah. Now, meanwhile, songwriter Angela Cassett, who wrote this song, had been composing songs for, well, 15 years or so. And she'd had a few album cuts, but kind of like Lori's career, no major top 20, nothing really, just kind of got to pay the bills and keep the lights on. So she lost her writing gig and got canned.
Oh.
And it hit pretty hard for her. And over the next few months, well, it was winter time. Spring was on the way. And she, songwriter Angela Cassett, remembers looking around and noticing some first hints of green out of this doldrum that was her winter. She thought, wow, even in darkness and gloom, it's good to see something in green. And right away, that triggered the song idea. And she thought she was going to write something in green, and it was going to be maybe about jealousy and working nature into the whole thing.
I
and
feel
then,
like that, though.
Then she said, yeah, but I really know about fashion.
Well, so there's that.
She went into that. And after several months of actually crafting this song, and it is a very different song, she passed it on to those that, well, gave it to people that sing the songs. And it somehow found its way to Lori Morgan. And this, though, not a top 10, as we mentioned, really was her breakout tune. So, I know nothing about it. I don't know if it's in red, if it's in white, if it's green or plaid, this dress. We'll find out about that coming up. But
I'm looking for something in red.
I'm going to find out something about this dress.
We did ask a few of those questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And I wonder with you and Tell who the questions were asked to.
You know, I was having a moment during that song. I was fighting back tears.